This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, coming to you live from the farm. Jay's not on the farm, though. She's maybe at the funny farm. Jay Curry.
Excuse you?
Yes, the funny farm. Let's hear it for those who have been very interesting. You have very loving, interesting parents, and they're around, I'm sure, to help with...
I grew up in a very unique way. Unconditional love, respect. I never had a doubt if my parents were proud of me or not. And that's sad to say that was a unique way. You know what I mean?
I sure do.
I don't know very many of my friends who grew up that way.
Yeah. Well, there's a zero-sum game in all of that. If you're not supportive of your children, then it doesn't mean that they get away with it. There's a difference in an understanding of what it means to be supportive and loving. It doesn't mean that you don't set parameters. There isn't a definition of what's right and wrong. You should know by example from your parents or whoever it is. I grew up around on a couple of different local farms with the folks who were the mother and father, like my second family. And so under that circumstance, I had good upbringing. I had good examples. I had good, solid beginnings, and so that's, I think, why I turned out the way I did. But, you know, when you think about how people are, is there a definite design or purpose to teach children about values? And I know a lot of parents think that that's about politics and religion, and you do it our way because we tell you that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things that are, that have us understand what the world is kind of all about. All these people that talk about the wealthy and we have to tax them and we have to do this and we do that. That's a zero-sum game, going back to a phrase that I used a minute ago. If I make more money, it doesn't mean that there's less money for somebody else. But that's the mentality. That's what people are taught. The idea that they're bad because they have rich roots, they have money, and that is ridiculous. You're not poor because somebody else is rich. If you believe in a God or spirit, it will teach you that those philosophies will teach you that there is abundance for everybody. There's no limit on how much money there is out there for you to make. You're not taking money from anybody else unless you're robbing them. If you come up with an idea or you do something that's unique and you happen to make money, bully for you. Good. Product, services, whatever it is, that's not taking away from somebody else. Now, if you're in the... go ahead, Jay.
No, I was just going to say, in the mentality of people who have a lot of money, like an absurd amount of money, who people are like, well, they should give it away. They should do things with it.
Why is that
they
your business?
They shouldn't have to. It would be nice to see if that happened.
Yeah,
but
it's
nice. They don't have to. They don't owe that to anybody.
No, they don't. But society is better off when people who have created wealth do something good with it. That's good. That's a judgment. Maybe you're teaching people about sharing. That's one of the things, you know, often... especially if you're the only child, most only children are not, I'm not saying this about all, but most only children are not great at sharing because they have all of the stuff. That's one of the things that Megan, my daughter, and her husband have been good about with Miles, so that he doesn't think the world revolves around him. But a lot of single children grow up feeling that way because both parents are, you know, sometimes vying for the attention of the child. It's interesting. The child is supposed to supposed to get attention from the parents, and oftentimes it's the other way around. Parents are trying to get attention from their children, which, of course, is that's a recipe for complete disaster. But anyway, I was thinking about that, and thinking about people who have money and what they do with it. I think LeBron James is a fairly interesting example of that. He's been talking a lot lately about the things that he's doing to help out his neighborhood, which is in Akron and that area of Appalachia in Ohio. He also has been talking about Elon Musk and what's going on Twitter. He was speaking out concerning this report about the uptick of hate speech on Twitter. Is this coincident with Musk taking over at Twitter? Or is this just something that's been going on, all this Nazi stuff, the N-word, things that ought not to have a place, or at least if they're there, I suppose that's freedom of speech. But you kind of get canceled. Anybody uses the N-word these days, if you're not black, you get canceled. Anybody who's, and I think I'm sort of like in nowhere land when it comes to that, Jay. But when it comes to Nazi stuff, no place for it. So it should be. So then you come back to, well, who determines? I may like the skinheads, as somebody might say. Oh yeah, I think the Jews are horrible, and so we should do what we can to destroy them. You know, that's kind of the stuff that Kanye West was saying, and you look what happened with him. And that stuff was all over Twitter. All the stuff from Donald Trump and his
permanent... Well, that's the thing, too, that was a problem, where it almost seems like some of these social platforms, specifically what we're talking about right now, Twitter, picks and chooses who gets kicked out for saying things. They have their guidelines of what is not appropriate, what is not allowed, and not everybody gets kicked out for the same thing.
And
so that's why LeBron James is
inconsistent. I think that's what that's the message.
Exactly. And he's saying that he hopes when Elon Musk takes over that there has been an uptick in hate speech, and it's become this platform for bullies. And even if you don't say specific words that might get you banned or trigger the algorithm, there's still a dialogue that is happening where everybody on Twitter is basically just a bully and very angry.
Yeah. Well, that started at Facebook, I think. There's a lot of that stuff at Facebook, political, just junk that's there.
But it seems like with Facebook, people are fighting with each other, but they already know each other, or they're on the friends list. Where with Twitter, you see things from people you don't even follow all the time.
I don't know. Well, I don't pay much attention to Twitter. I pay not a lot of attention to Facebook. To Facebook. I was putting Facebook and Zuckerberg together. I get paid by the word, so if I put Facebook together, you know who I'm talking
about. Well, just give it time. I'm sure Meta will become Facebook eventually.
Right, and then there will be canceled for saying that if I put something on there right now. I don't know that I've been canceled, but I think I've been canceled. I think you told me you got... something that you posted yanked, too, didn't you? Or somebody else telling me that?
Well, recently, certain things that our friends are commenting under our posts are being hidden because it's just... I forget the verbiage that Facebook used, but they've been hidden because they could be inciting anger or anything like that. And we have the ability to hide or unhide things, fortunately. But more than a decade ago, on a page I posted something about, it was a get help topic for anybody dealing with an eating disorder, and to know that you're not alone, there is help, and here are different areas where you can get help. Here are blogs where you can get help. Just reach out to somebody and open that dialogue, and if you think that you have a loved one that's going through this, here's how you can open that dialogue and be there for this person. Well, Facebook flagged that as bullying behavior because I was quote-unquote calling out a specific type of group and completely banned the page. Or I shouldn't say banned the page I worked on, but suspended it for a solid 2 weeks.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, maybe that's the reason Zuckerberg's net worth has dropped by $100 billion. He lost one day last week $11 billion. And if you look back over the past year, the value of Meta, which is the main company over Facebook, they've declined. Their profits have declined. And so this is something that is appropriate, I think. Anyway, I think he's getting his just desserts for the way he runs things, for his egotistical, arrogant way. This is a private company. Now, you don't have to belong if you don't want to. And a lot of people are choosing not to. That's why he lost $100 billion. Now his wealth is down to $37 billion. It seems so unbelievable. Elon Musk at the end of the scale is worth $212 billion. And the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, number three position worth $134 billion. His wife was at the divorce, got $38 billion, and she still is worth $38 billion, even though she's been giving millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions away. It just shows you the wealth, it doubles if you, depending on what you're doing with the money, that is what it's invested in. She was probably smart. She probably just left it in Amazon. And in and of itself, it just rejuvenates, revives, rebuilds itself. Anyway, so the criticism of the company is, in my estimation, with Zuckerberg, he deserves the criticism. The company deserves the criticism. He's a jerk, and he comes across as an arrogant jerk. And so you go back to the college. You remember that movie? It was all about the beginnings of Facebook and how he stole the idea from those two twins.
From those twins,
Yeah, that tells you all you need to know about this guy. That's it. And so he'll do anything for money, anything for power, anything for control. He's that type of individual. It's pretty clear. You know, I'm not one. I wouldn't normally look at someone I'm pretty good, actually, at figuring people out because I've been talking to people all my adult life, doing interviews. I've done tens of thousands of interviews over the years, in person, on the phone. I can tell you what they're about by listening to them for just a few moments. And this guy, anytime I've ever seen him, just looking at him, never mind, I mean, that sounds very prejudicial, but he does. He just comes across with that smarmy, nasty, arrogant way, and that's not enough. That's not a good reason to not, you know, support somebody, I suppose, but the way he runs the company, he's getting what he deserves. 18 after the hour in my...
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Brought Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ziprecruiter.com/free.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
They don't want you to know that your body has the ability to heal itself. It needs to have the restrictions to healing removed and given the things that it needs to promote healing. And one of those is Trace Minerals B12. It's another product that works really well at taming sugar cravings, because when you give your body the nutrients that should have been there in the first place, you're far less likely to spiral out of control with the cravings that lead you to overeating deficient foods.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start pumping out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
Just use a couple of celebrity stories on social media, which is what we do, trending things during this portion of each hour of the Good Day program. And Dolly is in the focus, her great career. 6 decades. She was discovered in 1966, Jay, 76 years old now, and she says she really thinks she's toured enough.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to do it anymore, but she says, I'll still do special shows.
Performance festivals. Well, because she's being asked, because she was inducted into, or she's in the new class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and
right.
She tried to decline that because she was like, I've not put out a rock album, so now she's going to put out a rock album so that she feels more worthy of being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
uh-huh.
Museum.
Yeah.
And when asked, well, would you tour this? She's like, no, my touring days are done. One, she wants to stay home closer to her family. What if somebody needs her and she's away? She would feel awful. Or what if she's
yeah.
away and she needs to cancel on fans and everybody to go
yeah.
home to be with someone? She's just like, I'm not doing that to myself or my family nor my fans. So touring is done. Good for her.
Well, she's got it. And she certainly has known what to do with it over all of these years. What a great example of what I was talking about earlier, someone who becomes a success and doesn't take away anything from anybody else. In fact, she gives to other people strength, mm-hmm. sustenance, support, that kind of stuff.
She's not just an icon. She is a living legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is. No question about that at all. Okay, there's a duet out, Nicole Kidman singing with Luke Evans, a song called Say Something. James, you got a snippet from that? This is from Evans's upcoming album, A Song for You, being released this week. She apparently has singing skills that most people didn't know she had, right?
Oh, just watch her in 2001's Moulin Rouge. Amazing. With Ewan McGregor. So good.
Yeah. Very talented, I think. So anyway, there are people saying this song could win a Grammy, so then she would have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
And she still needs that Tony, yep.
She hasn't had the Tony yet, but she does a little of everything all the time. Very flexible,
she's so talented.
If you will, with her talented. Yeah, so good luck to her. I happen to like Nicole Kidman. Always have, frankly. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin takes a lead in the New York gubernatorial race in his attempt to oust Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a Trufalgar Group poll announced overnight. Just under 1,200 voters were asked. 53% of those respondents were registered Democrats. Israelis began voting on Tuesday in the country's election amid a tight race between Prime Minister Yair Lapid and opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Israel's fifth election in less than 4 years. Well, there were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for an extensive $1.2 billion jackpot. That's the fourth largest in U.S. history. Last night's World Series game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up this evening just after 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
I see Mark Zuckerberg yesterday from, what do they call it now, Meta? It's Facebook, basically.
Yeah, Facebook's parent.
He's trying to change his evil ways. He's talking about how they can do things to make the stock more valuable. If you'd stop screwing with your site, I think that would make it very bad.
Yes, and enough with this algorithm that doesn't even work properly.
Yeah.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour. Thank you, Doug, for clearing your voice on the air. We're full of nice news, good things, and we're full of other things as well, including my father used to say, Jay, I was full of old shoes. That was his way of telling me that I was full of, when I would do something wrong, and he would catch me, and I would make it up, you know, like we all, as children, made up excuses for what we did, right?
Fabricated the truth.
Right. Well, we twisted it a little bit. Oh, no, that didn't really happen. Yeah, yeah. When you're an adult, you're supposed to grow out of that. Some of us do and some of us don't. But anyway, that was, you're full of old shoes. There we go. All right. Good news from the University of Kentucky and the coach John Calipari, also known as Coach Cal, has done something very interesting. The annual blue and white game this year, they've moved it to help the people devastated by the historic floods, so that people could see it that aren't normally, you know, able to see it. And there was a coal miner There's a picture of a coal miner that went viral. This fellow, Michael McGuire, was inside the coal mine when the University of Kentucky men's basketball coach, Mr. Calipari, posted a picture that caught his eye. It was of a coal-covered McGuire and his son, Eaton, who were at the blue and white game. Apparently, Mr. McGuire came right out of the mine and went right to the game to be with his son.
Yeah, his wife Molly had already taken him there, and he already missed a good portion of the game. And had he gone home or showered, changed, and then gone there, he would have missed the entire thing. And this was his son's very first UK basketball experience. He was not going
to miss
it.
He's playing on the team. Yeah, yeah, right.
No. He was a fan. He's young.
The kid
he wasn't
is?
On
I thought
the
kid was on the team.
No. The kid, this was his first time going to see a UK game.
Ah, okay. I misconstrued that info. I thought he was actually on the team, and that made it even more compelling. And the wife's name, I love this, Molly McGuire. Don't you love that?
That's huh? good. I like
Michael
that.
And
yeah.
Molly McGuire are the parents. Michael and Molly McGuire. So
and
anyway.
Molly's the one that posted the photo. And, of course, other people took photos, and they didn't know the whole story. And Molly had posted the photo, said the story. It went viral. So many people shared it and liked it and commented on it. And then Coach Cal saw it. And was like, he grew up in coal mine country in West Virginia and was like, this hits close to home. And he made VIPs out of them, gifted them some tickets down the road where the family, the McGuire family, can all go, the three of them. And it's just, oh, it is so cool.
Mm, it is.
The things we as parents will do for our children.
It's very sweet. Yeah. Well, as long as we don't do too much. Again, back to a sort of an in and out theme of the program. Today, and it ought to be on people's minds as parents. The way you raise your children is going to be reflected in how they are as adults. Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those great examples of just showing up. Show up. That's one of the most important things. Show up.
Yep. Show up. I like that. Okay. Speaking of showing up, the election scenario becomes more confusing, more caustic, more annoying. There are all kinds of different ways of playing this game, whether it be all the people. I saw a post yesterday on Facebook, and basically it was aimed at telling people how wonderful it is to vote early. And I looked at it, and I'm trying to find a way to respond to it, but there's no way. They just posted this, and somehow or other, it got to me and on my Facebook page, and I didn't like it. I don't subscribe to, nor do I support, the idea of early voting, voting by mail, any of that stuff. I am completely, 100% against it for all kinds of reasons. Not only the corruption side of it, but and the mishandling, but also the issues change. Listen to how we talk about these things. They change moment by moment, day by day. So how do you, if you vote 9 days early, and something changes, and you say, you know, doggone it, I wish I hadn't voted for him, or I wish I'd have voted a different way on that issue, but you can't do that because you've already been encouraged. It's almost like these people want to corrupt. You know, as much as I don't hold with Trump and his message, this is what gives people sustenance. This is what gives them fodder. This is what feeds all of the hysteria about the elections being corrupted and compromised. This is what does it. And so if you don't want to give in to Trump and the way he's gone about bringing attention to this, then you make sure that those things don't happen. But that's not what's going on. They're more and more encouraging it. The mail. It's ridiculous to send your vote in the mail. How do you know what's going to happen to it? Who's going to open it? If they look at it and they don't like it, they throw it away. There's nobody watching this stuff.
Well, but also, we've all received our neighbor's mail at one point or another. We've received mail that was not supposed to be directed to us.
Yeah.
But on the changing the mind, it also goes to show also that we don't vote for people we want in office as much anymore as we vote to keep other people out. So with the whole changing the mind thing, it's almost like something so significant has to happen for someone to change their mind.
Yeah.
For whom they're voting, because they're not actually voting that person in. They're voting somebody out or to keep somebody out.
One of the things going on, there's a article of impeachment has been filed against the district attorney of Philadelphia because of the way things are happening in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. It's not only that. In most cities, there is a lot of focus on crime and the people who, in terms of whether you pursue crime, is great lessons every time you watch Blue Bloods on Friday and the character played by Bridget Moynihan, the way they attack or approach the criminals and crime and stuff. Well, you hear Jennifer Horne all the time talking here about what's going on in Los Angeles. I could talk about it because my two children live in Los Angeles. They're both sick of all the crime. Increases in numbers, crazy. Well, apparently that became part of the discussion in the Senate race last week when Dr. Oz was up against John Fetterman on the air, and that was something that they were talking about, the release of prisoners and who's getting out of jail, who's going to jail. There's no balance here, and there's no common sense either. So if you have a full grasp of the issues, then you can make an intelligent decision, and maybe stuff, you know, we have all these 30-second and 60-second ads that are running on the radio and television that take a snippet out of something, vote for this person because... And that doesn't tell you the whole story about him or her. But in this case, the fellow who is the progressive district attorney in Philadelphia, he's doing crazy stuff. And the guy who's in Los Angeles, the same thing. So now they want to impeach these guys and bring somebody else in. Most people don't even understand what impeachment is. And more than that, it's confusing because it's at election time. You know, they want to have people vote on impeaching as part of the referendum question. You know, and what happened with the governor of California? Look at how many people. This tells you something in and of itself. The number of people who are in various elected offices who have been impeached, or the effort to try to impeach them, unseat them, recall them, whatever the method is in your state, is uncanny. And that's because we have people who suck in these offices to begin with, because we've rolled over. I don't know why people don't put two and two together here and understand what really is going on. What's going on is we have no balance. We have this pendulum swinging back and forth that is ridiculous. We go one way hard and then we go another way hard. We can't seem to find the middle of the road. And so, you know, you look at what some of these people, and this has been one of the attacks, which is kind of ridiculous, with the Black Lives Matter movement, there's been an effort by district attorneys to keep black people from going to jail as much as possible, even if they commit a horrible crime. Well, that doesn't fix the problem. There are a lot of blacks in jail who ought not to be there, a lot of white people in jail who ought not to be there because of foolish crimes that, you know, have no consequence whatsoever, but yet they're in jail because they're going to be tough on crime. Well, how about we get tough on real crime? Now, then someone would say, well, how do you define real crime? I define real crime as something that hurts another human being, something, whether it's economically or whether it's physically. This is, if you do harm to somebody else, and you're convicted of doing harm to somebody else, then you ought to be in jail. That's it. Pretty simple, right?
But yet, it sounds like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we have all this mass incarceration of people who smoked a joint in some of these backwater towns and cities. It's not just in the South. And I'm not speaking disparagingly, although a lot of stuff that goes on in the South is still aimed at blacks, and that's one of the reasons there was so much fuel behind the Black Lives Matter thing, because in different parts of this country, the racial gaps are huge, huge. In places down in the South, Mississippi, for example, black adults are imprisoned at five times the rate of white adults, even though they're only 12% of the population. Huh? What does that tell you? And the number of people going to jail for non-violent crime, excuse me, I know I've kind of gotten off of what the prosecutors are doing, but they kind of go hand in hand. We don't seem to pay attention. It's all a headline society. It's all, okay, this person guilty of that. Well, what's the story behind the story? Oftentimes you don't ever get it. And so, yeah, do we have an imbalance in the system? in terms of how many blacks are in jail. We have an imbalance to the system in terms of who's in jail, period, and why they're there. That's the way I look at it, anyway. But looking back and forth at these, there was a debate over the weekend in Georgia between the governor now, Brian Kemp, and Stacey Abrams, who's running against him. They had words, pretty nasty words. All of these, the stuff's getting nasty. And that doesn't teach you anything. You don't learn anything about issues. You just learn about personalities. When you look at the Ohio debates, right? You saw those last week, Jay, how nasty they were. And it's sort
of a bunch of finger pointing, and nobody ends up looking good.
No, not at all. And so anyway, and Trump hasn't helped that, but he's not the first one, but he seems to be the one that most people think of when it comes to denigrating the opponent and making fun of the opponent rather than sticking to the issues. I don't know. We have to be as citizens. We're the overseers. Oversight starts with us. That's what the problem is about. That's what fixes the problem, in my estimation. And that's not what we've got here. All right, let's keep. What's going on look at how in Ukraine the Russians are getting pushed. They're threatening to use missiles again, but the Ukrainians are really kicking the hell out of them. You see that this weekend? How much they were pushed? They pushed the Russians way back. This weekend, I suppose that's good news for people who are supporting Ukraine, which is most of us, I guess. It's 48 past the hour.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan?
Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Welcoming back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 53 after the hour. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and what to do at your home is our focus right now. Tom Kreidler is here, co-host and the founder and the chief home improvement evangelist. I'm reading a PR bit. I just set it up. I love this. This is great. It captures you. He's the professor of home inspectors and a very handsome fellow as well, as you can tell by looking at the picture, that big smile. And so, with that, there is a focus on home improvement products that one would need to make it through the fall. A lot of beautiful leaves are on the trees still, but they're all over the lawn, and they're all over the house, and they're all over the gutters, and all of that good stuff. But this is a good time of year to do things. Beside maintenance, there is repair, and I see that there a lot of people are focused on new windows. What's the scoop?
Yeah, there's a new window out from Pella. It's the Pella 250 series windows. Now, what's unique about this, Doug, is instead of having a screen that covers the entire window, this has a hidden screen. It's actually built into the window, so as you raise the window, the screen reveals itself, and as you close the window, the screen conceals itself. So
wow.
You only have the screen.
I love that.
Gives you more visibility.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, of course, you get the energy efficiency that whole time.
Yeah.
Another good thing to think about now is to make sure that you have a carbon monoxide and smoke alarm in your house. And, you know, we always say when time comes to set the clocks ahead or back, anytime you're going to check smoke alarm batteries, well, forget that, because now First Alert has a 10-year battery. So instead of checking your battery and replacing your battery and dealing with the chirps, you can pick up a 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and basically after 10 years, you throw it out. So
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot more
sensitive. I think these things are a real problem. These smoke alarms are way too sensitive. I've disconnected all over my house. I always do, because they go off at various and sundry hours. You get the batteries go weak, and they start... Yeah, it becomes nonsense.
Well,
so this looks like
I don't think you should be disconnecting them, but
I know
if you have a 10-year battery, you won't deal with the chirps and all of that.
Right.
And if you have a detector like in your kitchen, they have the kind that have the temporary reset button so that it will go off for a few minutes to let the smoke clear.
Yeah.
You know, if it's the burnt toast. Hey, there's another new tool out from Rheem. Now, Rheem, of course, you know because of their fabulous water heaters, other
yep.
HVAC products, but they have now got a product called Hot Wave. It is an attachment to your garden hose, And you will love this as a farmer. It gives you hot water on demand right at the garden hose.
Really?
Yep.
You basically I'm getting one of these.
Attach your hose to it. You plug it in. It's got a 25-foot cord, and you got hot water coming right into that same garden hose. So you can clean the mud off the tires. You can wash the dogs.
So it's got to be connected to electric as well as water?
Yeah, you plug it in. Right, it's got a 25-foot cord. You plug it in, and then you hook up the garden hose. And it's like a mini tankless water heater on the end of the garden hose.
That sounds like a great idea. I want one of those. I want one of those for Christmas, if anybody's listening.
Yeah, everybody's listening. Right.
Right.
New flooring out from Ella Flooring now, the Era Collection. This is cool. It's engineered hardwood. And instead of being like narrow strips, Doug, it's 10-inch wide boards and 8-feet long boards. So you put those in a room, you get great durability and get this sort of spacious feeling.
What's it made out of?
Well, engineered hardwood is basically made out of real hardwood. And then it has a composite back to it. And they even have a treatment for the seams, so that when the boards lock together, they're waterproof. So if you spill something, it doesn't get in there and swell the whole thing up.
Cool. All right, you got one more for us?
Yeah, LG. They've got the multi-F heat pumps with the LG Red technology. The story here is the LG Red, which is reliable to extreme degree. That's what it stands for. These heat pumps now are efficient down to 5 degrees, which is amazing. And they can heat your house down to minus 13 when it's minus 13 outside. So
how does it work, though?
Well, it's a heat pump, so it runs off electricity.
Yeah.
And it's an air-to-air heat pump, so it's not a ground loop. And basically, it's just super, super efficient with these technologies. It used to be heat pumps, you wouldn't put them in a northern climate, but now they're so efficient, you can do that.
And they look like they don't take up a lot of room.
No, they don't. And one outdoor compressor can handle several indoor units as well.
So how do you use it to replace your furnace? What do you use?
Well, if you wanted to replace, let's say your furnace is getting old. Let's say you have a typical HVAC forced air system with a furnace and air handlers and all that. You could replace that whole system with a heat pump. And you could have air conditioning and heating, but very efficient. And
so all these things.
A lot of rebates offered for these things now.
Yeah. Can we get more info? We go to your website.
Yeah, go to my website. I've got an article right on the homepage called 5 Fabulous Home Improvement Products You Need This Fall.
All right, we got it. Excellent job of retrieving the information, Mr. Kreidler. Thank you very much. You're a man not to be reckoned with. No, you are to be reckoned with. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.